Well, the winter solstice is sort of, by definition, in a sense, kind of arbitrarily, the beginning of winter. But it's actually the time when the sun reaches its southernmost extent in the sky. For us in the north, and of course it's the mirror image in the southern hemisphere, when the sun is at or near the solstice, we have very short periods of daylight. The sun is rising far in the southeast, and it sets far in the southwest, and it takes a very low path across the sky. So we have only a few hours of daylight compared to many hours of night. We see that also in, say, shadows. If you look at that's the day when the shadows, if the sun is out that day, when the shadows will be longest, even at noon, long shadows pointing north. We can actually still see a few of the summer constellations and a few of what we think of as the fall constellations that we're losing off to the western part of the sky. But the sort of the classical, the familiar maybe is a better word, winter constellations sort of anchored by Orion are coming up in the early evening over in the east. And then when you look over to the west right now, we also see Venus. Venus is just moving into the evening sky, higher and higher into the evening sky, and that's the other bright planet that we have in the evenings. And we're going to see both Jupiter and Venus right on through the winter and spring. Venus is just going to get higher in the sky for a couple of months yet, and Jupiter's not going anywhere fast either. And then as we get on into the new year, we will have Saturn joining the evening sky. So at a certain point, we'll be able to catch Venus going down in the west, Saturn coming up in the east, and Jupiter high overhead. The most familiar part of the northern constellations, which is the Big Dipper, is very low on the horizon in the evening hours. But between now and the spring, if you go out and look in the north and look for the Big Dipper, most everybody knows how to find the Big Dipper, we'll see it emerging out of the northeastern horizon and rising higher and higher in the sky night by night. And I really like that as a sign of spring, because by the time you see in the evening sky, but by the time you see the Big Dipper standing on its handle in the northeast, it's springtime by then. The bear is waking up. The Big Dipper is the Great Bear. The bear is waking up and climbing out of the northeastern sky.